Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your host on The Stoic Way, where we dive into those ancient wisdom practices that can seriously level up your life in the 21st century. Today's topic, procrastination. Ever feel like it's got you by the short end curlies? You know that feeling when the to-do list stares back at you like a judgmental monster, and your brain screams Netflix. I'm here to tell you we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us ditch procrastination and become productivity powerhouses. Trust me, this isn't about becoming robots who grind nonstop. It's about finding that sweet spot where we get things done without sacrificing our sanity or happiness. Ready to unlock your inner Zen master of efficiency? Let's dive in. First up, understand this. Procrastination is often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself. Stoicism teaches us to confront those fears head on. It's about acknowledging them, not letting them dictate our actions. Think about it like this: would a Stoic warrior let fear paralyze him before battle? Heck no. They'd face their anxieties and charge into action. Next, break down those big tasks. Ever tried to climb Mount Everest in one leap? Yeah, not exactly the recipe for success. Stoicism encourages us to divide our goals into smaller, more manageable steps. This makes them feel less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you tick each one off. It's like building a Lego masterpiece. Start with those small blocks, and before you know it, you've got something incredible. Another key takeaway: focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens around us, but we can control our reactions. So instead of stressing about the things outside your sphere of influence, channel the energy into taking action on what you can change. It's like gardening. Focus on nurturing your own plot and let the weeds in your neighbor's yard stay their business. Remember, progress over perfection. Stoicism isn't about being flawless, it's about consistent effort. Sometimes, even small steps forward are huge victories. Don't beat yourself up for those occasional slip-ups, just dust yourself off and get back on track. Think of it like running a marathon. There will be moments when your legs scream, but you keep pushing because you know the finish line is worth it. And finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. We're all human, and we're going to have those days when motivation takes a vacation. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings, and remember that tomorrow is a fresh start. You got this. Ever felt like you were stuck in a procrastination spiral? I bet many of us have had those I'll do it later moments turn into full-blown avoidance sessions. Like, remember that time you promised yourself you'd clean your apartment, but ended up binge-watching an entire season of something on Netflix instead? Yeah, we've all been there. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of those tendencies. It's about recognizing when procrastination is taking over and consciously choosing a different path. Think of it like this: you're the captain of your own ship, steering yourself towards success. You wouldn't let your ship drift aimlessly, would you? In conclusion, ditching procrastination isn't about becoming some superhuman efficiency machine. It's about using these Stoic principles to build a more fulfilling and productive life, one where we tackle our goals with clarity, courage, and a healthy dose of self-compassion. Remember, face your fears. Don't let them control you. Break it down. Big tasks are less scary when divided into smaller chunks. Focus on what you can control. Ditch the stress about things outside your sphere of influence. Progress over perfection. Every step forward counts. Be kind to yourself. Everyone has off days, just keep moving forward. So I challenge you today. Pick one small task that's been nagging at you and take action on it right now. Maybe it's finally organizing your desk drawer, sending that email, or starting a chapter in that book you've been meaning to read. Trust me, the feeling of accomplishment will be well worth it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their lives. And if you have any thoughts, insights, or stories about conquering procrastination, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep it Stoic, keep it real, and keep crushing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.